Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 7th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson bunts towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Boss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a line drive towards center. Haas chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Haas. Galatzer moves to third. Boss moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galatzer scores. Boss moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Boss. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Galatzer reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Averill moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-2 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Boss moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Boss scores. Averill moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. Vosmick scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Hildebrand moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boss bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to third for the out. Galatzer moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Boss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Galatzer takes first base on ball four. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Boss catches it and steps on first to double up Dykes. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.